Taking a chance on chance. The great god of randomness had a modest beginning when physicists wanted to explain basic phenomena, such as how gas molecules behave. If you watch motes of dust dancing in a sunbeam, their motion is random, which poses a scientific problem. How can you predict where any one dust mote will be located in the future? Is it impossible or merely very, very difficult? With regard to gases, it was assumed that the overall behavior of gas molecules, which teem in far greater numbers than dust, can be understood if the individual motion of each particle is taken to be random, which makes their specific locations in space indeterminate. This is a good assumption for any large collection of particles. Even though the microscopic properties of individual molecules are unknown, the average macroscopic properties of the whole collection of molecules can be easily defined. You simply sum up the average motion of each molecule. The properties of dancing gas molecules are covered in a branch of physics called thermodynamics, because the heat, or thermal state, of a gas causes it to move faster as the temperature rises, which is why boiling water bubbles with rapid motion. Heat causes the water molecules to turn to steam, which is a much more agitated state. The average motion can be accurately used even though a particular molecule's motion is unknown. So, by knowing only one parameter, namely temperature, randomness can be handled as a practical matter. How far can one legitimately take this kind of averaging? That's a question that doesn't get asked enough. Averaging can lose as much knowledge as it gains. If you were in a helicopter flying over a busy freeway, you can't predict which exit a specific car will take. Using a statistical average, a reliable number emerges as it applies to all the traffic on the road. But you've totally overlooked the most important thing. Randomness, in this case, is a total illusion. Each driver knows where he's going and takes the exit he needs. Drivers aren't making random decisions, even though from the outside their activity may look random. This distinction leads in various directions. You can't predict the next thought that will enter your head, but calling thoughts totally random is wildly off the mark. When you're thinking about what to have for dinner tonight, you aren't engaging in random musings. There's a purpose to your thinking. Yet we all daydream, and incidental thoughts do float like mental lint through the mind. This tells us that making peace with random chance isn't just an arcane issue or some kind of intellectual game. There are many ways that randomness can fool us. A lot depends on who is observing what. Imagine an ant crawling across a painter's palette while the artist is at work. The ant scurries this way and that as the tip of a paintbrush jabs randomly at red, blue, green. It has no idea which color will be jabbed at next, while from the artist's perspective, the randomness is the illusion, as each tiny brushstroke serves a purpose in the artistic creation. Pure randomness, if you aren't totally wedded to it, never tells the whole story. Naive realists, seeing dust motes dancing in a sunbeam and gas molecules bouncing off one another, have overtaxed the usefulness of the observation and willfully ignore the possibility, so brilliantly intuited by Heisenberg, that nature gives every observer what he's looking for. Separating order from chaos was relatively simple in classical physics, but it became much murkier in the quantum era, when it was proposed that particles behave randomly in principle. It's not practical to determine the position of every air molecule in a room. But in classical physics, using a mythical supercomputer with unlimited speed and memory, one could calculate where each one is located and where it will be an hour from now. The same isn't true of subatomic particles in the quantum universe. The uncertainty principle assures us that particles have no well-determined position and motion, only probable ones. What is the probability that all the oxygen atoms in a room will congregate in one corner? Practically speaking, the odds are zero. But a beautiful calculation known as Schrödinger's equation can deliver the exact probability to many decimal places of such an event, however minuscule. We no longer have to use averaging. Randomness has found a much more precise and elegant way to be calculated.